Okay, we are studying about the prayers of the Old Testament. Today we are going to study something about Joshua's prayer. We studied about Joshua and we already went to Judges and Samuel, but I was just thinking about what the miracle God did for Joshua. Joshua called the children of Israel and in front of them said, "Lord, I want the sun to stop and moon to stop." And God honored his word, and it happened. Let's read verse 13.
"And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that, before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel."
See, here is God, words came true, and he says there was not such a day happened before or is not going to happen after. This is it. And God heard his prayer, answered his prayer, and exactly happened. And some scientists did some research and they found out this was really true. So the day was never before like this, and God listened to ordinary man. When the man of God asked God's favor, God gave him a favor. Not only that, God says, "I'm going to fight." And God fought. We already read the hailstorm came and many people died, but here also said when that day was standing there, God was helping these people to destroy the enemies. Let's read the verse 21.
"And all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makkedah in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel."
Five kings and their armies. But he says when they defeated all these people and came, not a single person was cursing them or saying bad things. Or nobody moved their tongue means nobody criticized. Everybody was silent. That is a miracle, isn't it? This many people, the enemies, sometimes, you know, when you defeat somebody, they will say some bad about you. "Let the Joshua come some other time. We'll take care of him." Nothing. Everybody's mouth was shut and not a single person talked against Joshua or even the children of Israel. Means they got so much fear in their heart, not a single person was against one word speaking against the children of Israel. That we can see how much our God is powerful. We don't have to fight with our enemies. Once you pray and put it in the hand of God, the word of God says what? Revenge is mine. I will repay. We just pray and put it in the hand of God. He put the fear in those people's heart. Not a single person was able to say one little word against those people. That much fear they had. And hailstorm came and destroyed everybody. And the word of God says, when you read in the book of Revelation, the biggest hailstorm is coming. The one ice cube will be 100 pound. In the time of Joshua, it was not that big. So God is showing, if I did in time of Joshua, I can do it again. And many people died, and the word of God says God is going to bring the hailstorm in the time of tribulation. And so we have to trust in God. In a book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5 and 6, please read.
"Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee."
See, when our conversation, our behavior, our life, living a pure and holy life, then he says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. God will never have company with sinners. God will always stay away, separated from the sinners. That's why the word of God says God has sanctified us. Sanctified us means separated us from the world. We have belonged to God. Once we have belonged to God, then we don't have to be afraid of anybody or anything. And the verse 6, what he says?
So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
Just like Joshua, he was not afraid. He was not afraid of any man. God gave him promise. I will give you success if you stay with me, if you study the word and you keep the words in your heart. Same way he's saying today, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So we don't have to worry about any man, any person, any nation, any king, or any situation. Because God says, I am with you all the time. And then book of Hebrews, the same chapter, verse 8, what he says. That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. That means he will never leave us, never forsake us. He will be always with us. So we see this, if the ordinary man, Joshua, he was not even the time of Christ. We have much more blessing than Joshua and Caleb and Moses and Daniel and David and Solomon and everybody. People might be thinking, Pastor Peter doesn't know if anybody can stop the sun today. No, he says that's happened one time. He says it will not happen. It didn't happen before and it'll never happen again. So you cannot say, oh, Joshua stopped the sun. Can you stop it? That will be so foolish. But we can do some other things. Jesus Christ said, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed, people start thinking, Jesus Christ is saying something, it will be never happen. We cannot even see with a moon, a sun properly, but he could stop the sun. If you see the mountain with your eyes, you can move it. Any mountain, sickness, disease, any problem you have. If the Joshua could stop the sun, stop the moon, we can stop the sickness, disease, or any problem coming to us, because we have much more power than other Old Testament people. I'm going to prove it to you. Go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and start reading from verse 32.
And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented.
Now when you see this, how much suffering the Old Testament people did.
Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise.
They did all this hardship, trouble and problems and everything. And they were looking for the better resurrection. But did not receive the promise. Verse 40.
God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
See, so here it says, God having provided some better things for us, for the believers, that they without us should not be made perfect. But many people, many ministers do not know this mystery. And that's why they said the Old Testament and New Testament, we are all one and we are all together. We are going to go to heaven together. We are going to reign together. It's not like that. The Word of God says, if you read in the book of Hebrews chapter 9 and starting from verse 12, it says, the blood of bulls and goats sanctified your outward flesh. But how much more the blood of Jesus Christ can sanctify you or purify you, even your conscience inside. So the blood of bulls and goat can only forgive their sins and cover their sins. But the blood of Jesus Christ washes us inside out, and there is no record of our sins. Our sins are forgiven and forgotten. And so that's why Jesus Christ said, John the Baptist, he is greatest than everyone who is born womb of woman. That means every person after the Adam, they came from mom and dad's desire. And the John the Baptist came the same way. John the Baptist is the last Old Testament prophet. Jesus came after him. And so he is the Old Testament. Jesus Christ also is called Old Testament prophet. Jesus says, this John the Baptist is greatest among all. Means you take Daniel, you take Moses, you take anybody. Comparing to this, John the Baptist is greatest. But then again, Jesus Christ said, whoever is least in the kingdom of God, he will be greater than the John the Baptist. And then you ask the question, who is that least in the kingdom of God who will be greater than the John the Baptist? Right away people say, Jesus. Jesus is not least in the kingdom of God, right? Jesus Christ is the greatest in the kingdom of God. But here he says, even the least person in the kingdom of God, he will be greater than the John the Baptist. How does it work? Let's give you a simple example. Thief on the cross. He did not do any preaching. He did not do any miracles. He did not even take a water baptism. He was just the ordinary thief and robber. But on the cross he said, Jesus, I believe that you are going to establish the kingdom. When you establish your kingdom, will you remember me? That means I want to be in your kingdom. That's what he says. What Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise. Now, if that man compared with the John the Baptist, who is greater? The thief will be greater than the John the Baptist. Why? Because the John the Baptist died before Jesus Christ shed his blood. So the Jesus' blood makes us more perfect than the blood of bulls and goats. But he just said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. So he knew only Jesus Christ, when he goes on the cross and when he dies, his blood will shed. That blood will forgive the mankind's sins. And that's the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament people. Many people, even if you ask, if Jesus Christ is the New Testament or old, they say, oh, he's in New Testament. How about the John the Baptist? Oh, he's in the New Testament. His story is written in the New Testament. But the New Testament started when the Jesus Christ blood was shed. Before that, there is no New Testament. That was Old Testament. So we don't have time. My subject is not that. But I just wanted to point it out. If the Jehoshua did a great things, stopping the sun and stopping the moon and defeating the enemy, we have much more power than Joshua. That's what I'm trying to bring. If the Joshua did it, we can do it, and we can do it greater than Joshua. Somebody said, oh no, you are kidding. We cannot do greater than Joshua. And then I say, okay, we can do greater than Jesus. They say, you're going too far now. Okay, let's redo it. St. John chapter 14, verse 12. It's biblical.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
See, he says, whatever the miracle I did, you can do it. But you say, you can do greater than me, because I'm going to go to my Father. Now, on this earth, we are the hand of Jesus. Our feet is the feet of Jesus. Our body is belong to Jesus, because he says, I am the head and you are my body. And so we are working on this earth, and we can do greater works than Jesus if we say, how about Joshua? Can we do more than Joshua? Yes. God used an ordinary man to stop the sun. Now we are not ordinary. We are the bride of Christ. We are the children of God. We are the sons of Most High God. We have most power than anyone ever had on earth. So there is no limitation what God can do through us. So that's why sometimes when I say big things, people thinking he's bragging. I'm not limiting God. I believe our God can do a great things. The things never happen into this world. And nobody did this kind of miracle. But God can do it. In the name of Jesus, anything can happen. So we started this subject, healings and miracles. In the beginning, we started when the sickness and disease came into this world. Then we found out, what is the difference between the children of God and the heathen? Then we found out how God deals with the children of God and he deals with the unsaved people. Then we learned that when the children of God do anything wrong, how God deals with those people. And so let's pray. God is going to use each and every believer. There is nothing impossible with God. He says he is not respecter of any person. And he is not a prejudiced God. He can use anybody. And so we have to be saying, Lord, here I am available. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You used your people in Old Testament, like Joshua and many others we are going to study. So Lord Jesus, give us grace and courage. If Jesus Christ gave us the promise, we will be able to do the miracle what Jesus Christ did. And you said you will do greater miracles. So you have given us the authority and power. So we are not going to be limiting God. There is nothing impossible for the child of God. So Lord Jesus, be with us, sanctify us, use us more and more for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.